Japan and South Korea reached an agreement over the issue of comfort women in Seoul Monday. Comfort women were Korean women forced to work as prostitutes in military brothels during World War II. Japan brutally occupied the Korean Peninsula and other parts of Asia. Japanese Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korea's Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se reached the agreement. It calls for the comfort women to be awarded money for mistreatment. Japan will pay over $8 million to support living comfort women. The money will go into a South Korean fund to assist the elderly women. In return, the Japanese government also wants South Korea to remove a statue of a young comfort woman that sits in front of the Japanese embassy in Seoul. Comfort women supporters held protests at the site each week. Japan will also officially apologize to the women. Over 200,000 women from the Pacific region were forced to become sex slaves during World War II. A total of 238 former comfort women came forward during the last 20 years in South Korea, according to the New York Times. The newspaper's count also revealed that only 46 of the Korean comfort women are still living. The comfort women issue is an issue whereby many women, under the then military's involvement, bore deep scars to their honor and dignity, Kishida said. From this perspective, the Japanese government feels responsible. A statement released by both countries during Monday's news conference included a message from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The Japanese Prime Minister expressed his most sincere apologies and remorse to all the women who underwent painful experiences as comfort women. I'm Mario Ritter.